So when they open up Aron Kodesh, whether it's Shema Koleinu or Avinu Malkeinu, or by some major pizmonim, we'll call them, during davening, so everybody stands. So that standing is a minhag. It's not Mi'ikar Adin. It's not on the level, let's say, of standing when they take out the Sefer Torah and the Sefer Torah is moving or in an upright position before they put it down. But certainly the minhag of Klal Yisrael has developed to stand up when they just open the Aron. So the Levush explains it in this way. And it would be good. I don't think the Levush is too well known. He says, opening the Aron and the Sefer Torah there, gazing on the Sefer Torah, it's not important if you gaze or not, but the point is that the Sefer Torah and the Aron are like the Luchos, and opening up the Aron is the symbolic equivalent of the Kohen Gadol entering the Kodesh Kodeshim, and there's the Luchos there, and that's what is Ma'or Kavona, and that's where it comes from. So you stand up, and you're like entering the Kodesh Kodeshim with the Luchos, and certainly that enhances one's kavana at key points in the tefillah. That's what the Levush explains. Okay. It's still only a minhag, people who are weak, certainly that's like the first order of business is to stay seated and back. But I did see in a storybook about Rav Moshe, Rav Weinstein, so I don't know, it's a storybook, I'm not... it says that he was very makbid, even when he was older and frail and weak, he was very makbid to help to be stood up and to stand up when the Aron was open, because it's a very strong minhag Yisrael to do that, so he didn't want to just treat that minhag cavalierly.